What's up, guys? What's going on? I'm Paul. This is Pauline Theology's Daily Devotional, and we are continuing on the birth war. You know, we're talking about a struggle and a great struggle, right? Last episode, and that Rachel prevailed, right? I don't know. We're about to see, because more kids are coming. More kids are coming, man. So if you haven't read Genesis 39 through 13, stop the tape, check it out. See what we got to what it says, and then we'll come back and we'll jump into it, man. But if you already read it, let's go ahead and see. Genesis 39 through 13, man. We got more kids, bro. We got more kids, man. So what's happening? What's going on in the story? Well, Leah saw, a little side note is that we've seen these three sections kind of where it says that God saw Leah had kids. And then now we've got Leah seeing what happened to Rachel. Actually, I think it was God saw, Rachel saw, and now Leah saw. So we got all these seeing going on, breaking up the section of these kids, man. But anyway, that's just a little side note, just a little track, some literary notes, I guess you would say, if you like that sort of thing. But now Leah sees what's going on with Rachel, and she jealous too. She mad. So she goes and she gets her concubine and gives her to Jacob, and she bears a son. And the first one she bears, it says that, yeah, it's like I'm blessed, or God has shown me favor, or with favor is what she says, with favor or in favor. And so she names him Gad. And then she has another one, another child. And this child she has, she says, oh, man, I'm happy. I'm blessed. And then she says, and all the women will call me blessed, or will call me happy, or see that I'm happy, man. And so she names him Asher. Well, what do we see God in this, man? It's kind of crazy to figure out how to see God in the war that's kind of going on between Rachel and Leah, and the birthing war of the births, war of the babies. But we can see, though, that God is keeping his promise to Jacob. He told him he would make him fruitful in the land. Bro, is he fruitful? How many kids has he got, man? He got seven kids right now, maybe eight. He got quite a few kids going on. He just had two, and he had three earlier. That's five. And then he had four earlier. That's nine. He got nine kids right now, man. Bro got some kids, man. So Jacob is definitely fruitful. He definitely got a lot of kids going there. So God is keeping the promise to Jacob that he would be fruitful. What's it say about man? That the rivalry is real, dude. Keeping up with the Joneses ain't something that happens today. It was happening back then. Always, man. It's always something. Everybody wants something. Everybody wants to be like somebody. It is how it happens. And why? It's because we want to feel approved. We want to feel loved. And we want to feel cared for. And so I think that is a huge factor that plays in the parts of everybody's life from the beginning of time. So don't think that you are any different in the sense that you feel these feelings about yourself. This has been going on for a long time, man. Everybody wants to feel this way. So how do we apply these truths to our lives? Well, I think that we should be recognizing that God has an infinite love for us for who we are. And so he is already, and we are already loved. And so we don't have to worry about keeping up with the Joneses. We don't have to worry about keeping up with the Kardashians, man. We don't have to worry about keeping up with everybody and everything that's going on around us, man, because we should find our security and our hope and the love that God displayed on the cross 2,000 years ago. That's where we should find our security. If you think you're not loved, think about what God has done for you through Christ. Think about what God has done for you in his son, Jesus. Now, when I say that he loves us for who we are, he does, because he loves us because we are his creation. We are his the people in whom he has committed himself to. We are his image. That's why he loves us. But we have broken that image. So he's not going to let you stay in your sin. He's not going to let you stay in your filth. He's going to clean you up, put clothes on you, and make you his bride. But isn't that what we want, right? That's what we should want. And we don't see it at the time because, you know, we're in mud pies and having fun and don't recognize the gloriousness of what we could be in when we're saved through him. And so it takes a small and slow process to get us there, but he will get us there. So remember you are loved and know that he is going to make you a better person. I appreciate you guys for listening, and I will see you in the next episode.